Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind. Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdullah's Song of the Night.
Yo, Lick.
Tonight's song.
Yeah, you know what it is.
Easy pick tonight. In honor of Justin Fields being traded... to the Pittsburgh Steelers, we are going black and yellow. Wiz Khalifa.
You know what it is.
Until you take your calls through this as well. All right, let's go. Kyle in Morton Grove. What's up, Kyle? You got to be quick.
Hey, what's going on, guys? So my thing to you guys is, I supported Fields. I wanted him to do well. But I can't believe people are actually upset we traded him away. I mean, Caleb Williams, he would have been the first pick in the draft last year. He clearly has more potential than Fields, and if we get him, we reset his contract. We have control for him for the 5 years. Yeah, it sucks. He only got a sixth round out of Fields, and you know we did right by him, which you guys said earlier. Who's going to remember that? But we had to get him out of here. We could not have kept both him and Caleb in the locker room at the same time. And also, I think he's a glorified Tyrod Taylor at the end of the day. I mean, do we really need to wait year four?
Don't disrespect Tyrod Taylor like that, Kyle, please. Tyrod Taylor is much better.
Excuse me, guys. Sorry. But I just, what are we going to wait till year four to see if he's going to be the guy or not? I mean, come on. This way we reset the clock. We have the cap. We got to get him on a rookie deal to win the Super Bowl. I mean, we don't have to, but it helps our chances. So I just can't believe people are that upset that we shipped him off. And I'm like, do we even watch the games, people?
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Kyle. Appreciate it. Josh in Peoria. What's up, Josh?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
I'm just kind of piggybacking off, I think, Joe earlier. Basically, I don't think that so much as the future of Poles of, like, trying to get the team behind him or new free agent signed. But I think, you know, the connection with DJ Moore, Tevin Jenkins, getting those guys to believe in him. Like, hey, I'm going to take care of you regardless. You know, Jory said it pretty much. I'm just still listening, so that's all. I'll hang up now. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks, Josh. Appreciate it. Josh in Englewood. What's up, Josh?
Oh, operator error on that one.
Oh,
gotta hit the right button.
That's on me. Sorry, Josh. That's on me. E1.
No worries, guys. Hey, I wanted to say that I think that, you know, if Caleb Williams is a generational talent, as we all describe him to be in the first round, as the first round of the draft, I think that we can at least expect him to be Green Bay, right? I think that, you know, I think all these coaches talk about beating Green Bay, and I think that it's time that if Patrick Mahomes is coming to town, that he can at least beat Green Bay.
You got to run, Josh. Thanks for the call, though.
God willing, he just beats Green Bay in game one, mm-hmm. and we can be done with this.
It's your song of the night. Black and yellow, Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah, you know what it is. You already know what it is, man. If you don't, you should by now.
It's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind. Crank the volume, because it's time for Bleck and Abdullah's Song of the Night.
Yo, Lick.
Yeah! Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdullah's Song of the Night.
Yo, Lick.
We go to 2015, 5 seconds of summer.
Yeah.
She's kinda hot.
My girlfriend's bitching cause I always sleep in. My chick is telling me I got crazy dreams. She's also saying I got low self-esteem. She's kinda hot though. Yeah, she's kinda hot though. She put me on meds. She won't get out of my head. She's kinda hot though.
Like that change of measure.
Listening to 5 Seconds of Summer, She's Kind of Hot.
Well,
you pick the song.
My kids have introduced me a whole new genre of music, and they've kept me young, whether it was Alien Ant Farm with Smooth Criminal, whether it was first it's Yes, then it's No, then it's Katy Perry, whether it was Taylor Swift, whether it was any of the concerts I ever took any of my kids to, Pink, everything. She turned this song on one day, and I thought it was quick, moving, fast. Listen to the lyrics of the song. I liked it. So you asked me for a song today, and I wanted to go with Len and...
Steal My Sunshine?
Steal My Sunshine.
We've already done that song. Yeah.
Pregnant Chicks on Moped. How do you get better than Pregnant Chicks on Mopeds? You don't. The video is phenomenal.
It does. You said no.
The next song that came to my mind was 5 Seconds of Summer. She's Kind of Hot.
You could have given me
a
1,000 guesses. First of all, I've never heard this song before.
Okay.
Until I put it in earlier today. You could have given me 1,000 guesses as to your... I figured we would have had a Zevon pick. I would have maybe a Pink Floyd song.
Yeah.
Maybe something like that. I thought that we would have gone with a classic Yurko song when I texted you today. You called me on your way in and said 5 Seconds of Summer, and
she's Kind
of
Hot.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere. You have picked a song that I've never heard before.
Right. The other one I was going to go with was James Late. I was going to go with that one if you've never heard it.
By them?
By James.
The band name is James. And the song is
Late.
Okay, well, I would have had to listen to the lyrics to that one.
You'd have been fine.
Okay.
They played it on the radio.
Oh, okay.
It wouldn't have been an issue. I think you'd have been okay with it.
Okay.
But it's nice. It's catchy. It's upbeat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's not the worst song I've ever heard.
It's not one putting me to sleep. I didn't want to go Stacey's Mom with Fountains of Wayne.
No. Absolutely not. Your song of the night, 5 Seconds of Summer, She's Kind of Hot.
Turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdullah's Song of the Night.
Yo, Lynn.
Nice.
I wanna rock! Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an... never mind.
Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdullah's Song of the Night.
Yo, Lynn.
Tonight's song, we go to the weekend. Save Your Tears from 2020. It's your Song of the Night.
I saw you dancing in a crowded room. You look so happy when I'm not with you. But then you saw me, caught you by surprise. A single teardrop falling from your eyes.
Listening to this song by The Weeknd.
Save Your Tears from 2020. Yeah. March 20th, today's date, back in 2020, 4 years ago. This album, After Hours, was released on this date.
Mm-hmm.
A couple things to note. It immediately went to number one on the U.S. charts.
Yep.
The song Blinding Lights was the most streamed song that spring, summer, and then into the fall. That song was everywhere. This was the second release song from the album that really went big streaming-wise. And then also, this album, you know, obviously, if we're looking back 4 years ago today, It was at the start of the pandemic.
It was.
And it was, I think it's notable, because this was like one of the first pieces of new media that was released.
Yeah.
When we were in the, like, are we going to be stuck in our houses forever and ever and not be able to see people?
We're all just dancing alone to this in our...
And this album was a big deal.
This album was not nominated for any Grammys, and he boycotted the Grammys,
which
calling them corrupt. Contrary to popular belief in the Twitch chat, I did not pick the song. So,
is this qualifying as a Blex pick?
This is a Blex pick.
So if we had the movies back in the day at the movie rental store, this would be in the Blex pick?
This is a Blex pick.
You're acting like this is not a good pick? Charlie enjoys it. He's a good pick in my ear.
You like The Weeknd a lot more than I do. I like Cocaine Weeknd. I like...
You don't like Emotional? I like Sad Boy Weeknd.
I like House of Balloons Weeknd. I like Cocaine Weeknd. Like, that's my weekend. Like, extreme. Like, you want to talk about Sad Boy Weeknd? Listen to House of Balloons, my friends. That is Sad Boy stuff. But, like, weird Sad Boy stuff.
Yes.
So,
yes,
like,
it is.
This is, like, poppy weekend to me. Like, it's...
I don't know. It's better than what I heard last night on the program.
Dude, that was one of the worst songs we've ever done. I'm sorry, Yurko. I know he's not listening because he's all Pinehursted up, but, like... This is that was the worst song we've ever
done. The Weeknd, Save Your Tears from 2020. It's your song of the night.
I wanna rock. Hey, turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's time for...
What dial? There's no dial on my phone.
Yeah, it's just an...
never mind. Crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdullah's Song of the Night.
Yo, later.
I wanna rock.
I love this
song. We're going to have to go over, my man.
Yeah, we're going
to
go a little over.
Gideon said he's considering a throuple
right now.
He's considering a throuple.
This is all crank the volume because it's time for Bleck and Abdullah's Song of the Night.
Here we go. I'm so excited.
Tonight's song. We go to Iron Maiden. Run to the Hills. 1982. Your Song of the Night. Gideon starts to get ready for his throuple.
To the Hills by Iron Maiden.
The song is off of the album The Number of the Beast, and it was released on March 22nd, 1982. So this date back in 1982, this album was released. All-time classic.
I love this song so much. I can't think, besides Metallica, I can't think of two bands with a more iconic, like, font and logo and, like, mascot for their band. Like, you know Iron Maiden when you see Iron Maiden.
Yeah, I agree with that. Iron Maiden, the logo, the font, the album covers. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
So this
I don't really know a whole lot about Iron Maiden, even though I've listened to the music for years.
This album's awesome. It was their first album with their vocalist, Bruce Dickinson, who you hear, and the last one with their drummer, Clive Burr, who you hear hitting a lot of hi-hat on this song. But this song, to me, is just like quintessential 80s metal. Like, this is what it is about. Like the high range of vocals. Like you can just imagine all the band members standing in a line and doing shredding. Like the shredding together next to each other. Yeah. Like, you can just picture it in your head. It's so good. It's perfect.
Fantastic.
I've seen Iron Maiden. Ozfest 2005? Yes. 2005 with, I think that was a Sabbath year, not an Ozzy year. They were great, though. They were great.
Run to the Hills, Iron Maiden. It's your song of the night from 1982.
Turn up the volume and don't touch that dial because it's
Gideon
time for
in the Thruple.
There's no dial.
Right. Nah, not yeah, what I thought I would hear tonight.
All right.
Crank the volume.
You waited until 7:55 to give us that.
Beck and Abdella's Song of the Night.
Yo, Lick.